Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. I've only spoken with the Queen on one occasion. I'd attended a reception at Buckingham Palace to celebrate her Diamond Jubilee, and afterwards there were refreshments. I was chatting with a couple of friends and suddenly saw the Queen approaching us. As I was facing her, it became clear that I was the person who needed to speak first, and I anxiously tried to call to mind the correct way of addressing her. She then asked various kind questions, and I felt, frankly, overwhelmed. I'd never imagined that I'd actually get to speak with her. However, as the Queen herself would gladly acknowledge, our God is of infinitely greater power and significance. And yet in our verse today, we are told that we can enter his presence with boldness. This is an almost incredible word to use. How can we as weak and unholy human beings possibly come boldly into the presence of the eternal and holy God who created the universe? The writer to the Hebrews has a simple and clear answer, and that is because Jesus has made it possible. He has opened the way for us to come into the holiest place of all and to enjoy a personal relationship with our Creator God. It's wonderful to know that we can approach God with boldness, but we still need to know what sort of reception we'll get when we meet him. The writer assures us that we will be met by mercy and grace. God is a God of justice, but we know that if he treated us justly, we wouldn't stand a chance. We've all sinned and fallen well short of his standards. What we need is mercy, and that's what we're promised. Incredibly, God is willing to forgive us all our sins and set us free to live a new life. And as we enter his presence, we also discover his generous grace, which meets us precisely at the point of our need. The God who made us, wants to enable us to live life to the full. All of this should convince us that we can live our Christian lives with confidence, not because of ourselves or anything we have done, but because of all that Christ has done for us. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that although we have failed you so much, you always greet us with mercy and grace. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.